Test 8. Now, open your question paper and look at Part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking to her neighbour who has been looking after her cat.
I hope it didn't go too badly this time, Harry.
It was fine. I mean, it's not as if my own cats don't display their kill for me on the doormat.
I'm glad you're so relaxed about it. I don't know if you noticed, but I trimmed his claws before I left so he wouldn't scratch your furniture.
I did notice. Thank you.
And how was the dinner party on Saturday?
It all went smoothly, except that your cat misbehaved. One of the lamb chops I had bought magically disappeared before I started cooking. I'd left them out on the table for less than 5 minutes to go and answer the phone, and when I got back, there was a chop missing.
Oh dear. I hope it didn't go too badly this time, Harry.
It was fine. I mean, it's not as if my own cats don't display their kill for me on the doormat.
I'm glad you're so relaxed about it. I don't know if you noticed, but I trimmed his claws before I left so he wouldn't scratch your furniture.
I did notice. Thank you.
And how was the dinner party on Saturday?
It all went smoothly, except that your cat misbehaved. One of the lamb chops I had bought magically disappeared before I started cooking. I'd left them out on the table for less than 5 minutes to go and answer the phone, and when I got back, there was a chop missing.
Oh dear.
Situation 2. You will hear a girl talk about her hobby.
The first time I did it for charity. My friend sponsored me to do the jump to raise money for war refugees. Indeed, the only reason I went through with it the first time was precisely because it was for a cause, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to change my mind and back out, which is what I really wanted to do. In fact, I did not jump. I was too scared. It was the instructor who pushed me out of the aeroplane. But then I found that floating down through the air from so high up was such an exhilarating experience that I wanted to do it again and again and again. So now it's my favourite hobby. The first time I did it for charity. My friend sponsored me to do the jump to raise money for war refugees. Indeed, the only reason I went through with it the first time was precisely because it was for a cause, and I didn't feel it was appropriate to change my mind and back out, which is what I really wanted to do. In fact, I did not jump. I was too scared. It was the instructor who pushed me out of the aeroplane. But then I found that floating down through the air from so high up was such an exhilarating experience that I wanted to do it again and again and again. So now it's my favourite hobby.
Situation 3. You overhear a tennis player talking to someone after a match. What went wrong then, Victoria? You should have beaten her easily.
I know. I just wasn't on form.
You've suffered from a lack of concentration all week, Victoria. Brilliant one minute, hopeless the next. You're not still thinking of the boy you met at the party, are you?
No, no. It's not that at all. It's just that I've got two rather important exams coming up and you know how it is.
Yes, I understand, of course. Look, academic commitments come first. But try not to think about them when you're playing tennis, won't you?
I'll do my best.
What went wrong then, Victoria? You should have beaten her easily.
I know. I just wasn't on form.
You've suffered from a lack of concentration all week, Victoria. Brilliant one minute, hopeless the next. You're not still thinking of the boy you met at the party, are you?
No, no. It's not that at all. It's just that I've got two rather important exams coming up and you know how it is.
Yes, I understand, of course. Look, academic commitments come first. But try not to think about them when you're playing tennis, won't you?
I'll do my best.
Situation 4. You will hear a young man talking to someone about getting back home. It should be over in a couple of hours, in which case I can catch the last train. I could take a taxi, but that would cost a fortune, especially at this time of night. I've done it on foot before, but I really don't fancy repeating the experience. Look, when things become clearer, I'll give you a ring. Maybe Dad could pick me up from the station. It should be over in a couple of hours, in which case I can catch the last train. I could take a taxi, but that would cost a fortune, especially at this time of night. I've done it on foot before, but I really don't fancy repeating the experience. Look, when things become clearer, I'll give you a ring. Maybe Dad could pick me up from the station. Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking to a friend about her children's hobby.
All four of my children do it.
I don't believe it. Even little Ben?
Yes, he started a month ago. Of course, he's too young to manage anything more than basic moves, but it's very good for helping develop concentration.
Well, it's certainly much healthier than Game Boy or PlayStation.
Carl is so excited about it that he spent every evening this week watching a video on the history of martial arts. Oh, yes, and guess what? Kate, my oldest, is taking part in the National Youth Championships next month. All four of my children do it.
I don't believe it. Even little Ben?
Yes, he started a month ago. Of course, he's too young to manage anything more than basic moves, but it's very good for helping develop concentration.
Well, it's certainly much healthier than Game Boy or PlayStation.
Carl is so excited about it that he spent every evening this week watching a video on the history of martial arts. Oh, yes, and guess what? Kate, my oldest, is taking part in the National Youth Championships next month.
Situation 6. You will hear a man discussing a woman's visit to an acupuncturist. How did the acupuncture go?
Fantastic. It made a huge difference. When I left there, I was a different person.
Describe what happened to me.
First, he took down all my medical history, my lifestyle, diet and so on, and then he prepared the area to be treated and started inserting the needles.
Did it hurt?
No, not at all. It was very relaxing and had an incredible effect on me. I felt as if I was on cloud nine for the rest of the day.
And do you think it's worked?
Well, it's not supposed to work in one session. I have to go back for more. But he's put this little stud in my ear, and whenever I feel the urge to light up, I press it and the urge is supposed to go away. We'll see.
How did the acupuncture go?
Fantastic. It made a huge difference. When I left there, I was a different person.
Describe what happened to me.
First, he took down all my medical history, my lifestyle, diet and so on, and then he prepared the area to be treated and started inserting the needles.
Did it hurt?
No, not at all. It was very relaxing and had an incredible effect on me. I felt as if I was on cloud nine for the rest of the day.
And do you think it's worked?
Well, it's not supposed to work in one session. I have to go back for more. But he's put this little stud in my ear, and whenever I feel the urge to light up, I press it and the urge is supposed to go away. We'll see.
Situation 7. You will hear a man and a woman talking over dinner.
Won't you even try just a little bit of my chicken soup? It's my speciality.
I'm sorry, Miriam. I can't. I did tell you I was a vegetarian when you invited me.
But I've gone to so much trouble to prepare this, just for you.
But why did you, when I specifically asked you not to?
I know lots of vegetarians who eat chicken.
Really? Well, they shouldn't be calling themselves vegetarians then, should they?
Why are you vegetarian anyway?
Because I think it is uncivilized to eat any living creatures.
Uncivilized to eat them, hey? But it's all right to wear them, is it?
What on earth do you mean?
I mean, why are you wearing those fancy leather boots? That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. Well,
won't you even try just a little bit of my chicken soup? It's my speciality.
I'm sorry, Miriam. I can't. I did tell you I was a vegetarian when you invited me.
But I've gone to so much trouble to prepare this, just for you.
But why did you, when I specifically asked you not to?
I know lots of vegetarians who eat chicken.
Really? Well, they shouldn't be calling themselves vegetarians then, should they?
Why are you vegetarian anyway?
Because I think it is uncivilized to eat any living creatures.
Uncivilized to eat them, hey? But it's all right to wear them, is it?
What on earth do you mean?
I mean, why are you wearing those fancy leather boots? That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. Well, Situation 8. You hear a conversation in a doctor's surgery. Good morning, Mrs. Smith. I hope your arm is better.
My arm?
Yes, you saw me about a swollen arm last week.
Yes, it cleared up in a couple of days. But I'm here for a different reason today, Doctor.
Which is?
When I climb up one flight of stairs, I become breathless. I think there's something wrong with my lungs.
Oh, I doubt that, Mrs. Smith. It's much more likely to be due to the fact that you need to lose at least 20 kilos. At your age and with a high blood pressure condition, you really shouldn't be carrying so much excess weight. Now, we've discussed this before, but it doesn't seem to have made any difference.
I can't lose weight by merely talking about it, Doctor.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith. I hope your arm is better.
My arm?
Yes, you saw me about a swollen arm last week.
Yes, it cleared up in a couple of days. But I'm here for a different reason today, Doctor.
Which is?
When I climb up one flight of stairs, I become breathless. I think there's something wrong with my lungs.
Oh, I doubt that, Mrs. Smith. It's much more likely to be due to the fact that you need to lose at least 20 kilos. At your age and with a high blood pressure condition, you really shouldn't be carrying so much excess weight. Now, we've discussed this before, but it doesn't seem to have made any difference.
I can't lose weight by merely talking about it, Doctor.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.